Tony Broom Ministries now brings you the following Bible teaching session entitled, The Kingdom Advances.
The kingdom advances, and when you think about the kingdom, we're not talking about the kingdom of heaven. We're talking about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God in the church. The church is the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Jesus told us to pray, Thy kingdom come. And the kingdom hasn't come yet, but we are in the kingdom of God. He said, the kingdom of God is within you. The church grows through the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit. If you want to be in what the Holy Spirit's doing, you better get in the church, because that's where He's working. He's working in the church. And the church is not a building, it's not a temple. God does not dwell in temples made with hands, but He is in our hearts. That's the real temple. Acts 9:31 says that the churches had rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. When that rascal Saul got saved, all this persecution and all this was going on against Christians stopped. And when he got saved, the churches were able to be in rest. When the church is in arrest and array, they're not able to function like God wants it to, because you've got all this battle and all this turmoil that's going on. The Christians were perilous of their lives. They didn't know from one moment to the next what might happen. So when Saul got saved and became Paul, the gospel was able to spread, the churches were built up, they were edified, people were coming to the Lord, believers had been given power to witness. Jesus told the disciples to tarry in Jerusalem till the promise of the Father was sent. And He assembled together with them and commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem. He told them to wait for the promise of the Father. You have heard of that promise. John baptized with water, but you will be baptized in the Holy Ghost not many days from now. And He said, you'll receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You'll be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost part of the earth. And the day of Pentecost comes. They were all together with one accord in one place. All no fractions and divisions. If all that had been going on, the Holy Spirit never could have come. Now they were there together. And suddenly there comes a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting.
Yes.
There appeared to them cloven tongues like fire. It set upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That upper room could not hold them. They busted out. If you're from the city, they burst out that upper room. And they spilled out into Jerusalem. The gospel began to be spread. Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. He talked about Jesus. He said, David was laid to rest and he saw corruption. But the one I'm talking to you about saw no corruption. God raised him from the dead. And conviction began to set in on those people that heard him preach. He said, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Christ.
Yes.
When they heard that, they were pricked in their heart. They said to Peter, to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? What in the world can we do? Peter said to them, repent. That's salvation. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And that's water baptism, but it also talks about sanctification. You will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The promise is unto you, to your children, to all who are far off, even as many as the Lord our God will call. The promise is given to us. Then they that gladly received His word were baptized. The same day there were added to them about 3,000 souls. The gospel begins to be spread out. The religious crowd gets uneasy about it. They question the apostles. What are y'all talking about? Teaching in the name of Jesus. Peter's filled with the Holy Spirit. He said unto them, you rulers of the people, elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this impotent man, this lame man that was just healed, by what means he is made whole, I want you to know, be it known to you all, to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is a stone which was set in all of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Y'all do remember that scripture, you elders of Israel, don't you? Psalms 118, it talks about the stone that the builders rejected becoming the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, is marvelous in our eyes. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Believers are empowered to witness. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John, perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Nothing special about us. It's special about the one that we're talking about, the Lord Jesus Christ. They were persecuted, but it did not stop them from growing. They stoned Stephen to death, the first Christian martyr, but it didn't stop the church from growing. Saul was consenting unto his death. At that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they all were scattered abroad throughout all the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And so they began to be scattered abroad, but they didn't quit. They that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. It didn't stop them from spreading the gospel of Christ. They continued to preach God's word. Philip goes down to Samaria. He preached Christ unto them. That's what the verse said. You will be witnesses to me, Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, to the uttermost part of the earth. The people, they were excited. They gave heed to the things which he said, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Unclean spirits crying with loud voices came out of many that were possessed of them. Those that were taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. There was great joy in that city. Peter goes down to Cornelius' household. He preaches Christ unto them. God showed him a vision. Don't you dare call that which I've cleansed common or unclean. Peter had to go through this transition period. There was a transition period that they had to work it out. They'd always gone by law, and now it's all by grace. And God had to deal with them. He had to help them. But Peter opens his mouth. He begins to preach. He said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. In every nation, he that fears him and works righteousness is accepted with him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Peter said, you know about this word. You know that John the Baptist started baptizing and Jesus came and the gospel. You know all about it. This is what God did. He anointed Jesus of Nazareth. He went about doing good and healing all who were sick, all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins. You'll have your sins taken away. God couldn't stand it any longer. He just had to pour the Holy Ghost out on the Gentiles. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. God couldn't stand it any longer. They heard them speak with tongues and give witness to God, and they said, wow, the same Holy Ghost that came on the Gentiles now is on the Gentiles and came on us in the beginning. They couldn't believe it, but God is faithful. God, oh, what a happy day. You ever heard that song, Oh Happy Day? When Jesus washed my sins away. What a happy day it was in the heart of God when the gospel could reach out to the Gentiles. And I'm so glad it did, because it includes you and it includes me. All of us are included in the plan of God. In the heart of God, the hand of God worked and mightily as he reached out to those Gentile believers. Paul had a vision. It came to him in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. After he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel unto them. Paul preaches. He preaches at Athens. He tells him, you're so superstitious. You got all these devotional things out here, and one of them even says to the unknown God, I want to make him known to you. He doesn't have to be unknown anymore. He might get you speaking in an unknown tongue, but he's not an unknown God. All you've got to do is open your heart and let him come in. He's not worshipped in silver and gold and temples made with hands, but I want you to know him, the one that raised Jesus from the dead. Well, they didn't understand it. They were confused about it. Some of them got saved. Some of them walked away. And then after these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth, that great place where you see so many fleshly people there, but God did a work. God told Paul, I have a lot of people in this city. And verse 11 in Acts 18 said he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. Now, if you can get the Apostle Paul to stay still for 1 year and 6 months, you're really doing something. And so he stayed there and taught the word of God. He goes into Ephesus and finds disciples of John. They were disciples of John, but they didn't know all about the joy of Jesus and about the Holy Spirit. Paul said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They said, we haven't even heard so much as there be a Holy Ghost. He said, what until then were you baptized? They said, we were baptized in John's baptism. And Paul said, John truly baptized with the baptism of repentance, but he told us to believe on him who should come after him, on Jesus. They heard that. They received the word of God. They believed on Christ. They were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, which, again, talks about and includes sanctification. And then in Acts 19:6, when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. That's what happens when you're filled and got the joy, 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 joy down in your heart. And it goes all the way to the end of the book of Acts. Paul was bound with a chain. He said, I'm bound, but the word of God is not bound. Amen. In chapter 28, verse 30, says, Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired or rented house. Some preachers make fun of you if you don't have a bunch of money, if you don't have 2 or 3 Cadillacs, and don't own a big house. But Paul never owned a big house. He might have before he got saved. After he got saved, he lost a lot, everything, but he gained everything too. Yes. And he had a rented house. And he received all that came into him, preaching the kingdom of God, teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him. He was bound with a chain, but yet he was free. Do you know that even though he was bound, he was free? Because he served God. You can run around free, but if you don't know Jesus, you might as well just be in prison. You're in bondage. If you don't know Christ, you can run around and go where you want to, but you're in bondage. If you know the Lord, you may have 2 soldiers standing beside you, but you're still free as a bird. Freedom doesn't come in the body. Freedom is in your heart. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. He sets you free, and the gospel goes forward. The kingdom advances. Nothing can stop the word of God. Amen. The devil cannot stop the word of God, because the scripture says, greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. The pandemic does not stop the word of God. The virus doesn't stop the word of God, because the word of God is not contained in the building. It goes out on YouTube. It goes out on Facebook. It goes out on Zoom. It goes out wherever God wants it to go out at. It goes through the Gideons. It goes through the scriptures. It goes through the prisons. It goes through the jails. You cannot stop the word of God. The Bible said an angel can bring the word of God. It says a bird of the air will tell the matter. You cannot stop God. You cannot stop him. You cannot overthrow him, no matter who tries to. They cannot stop God. The early church was not able to be stopped because the religious crowd, they tried to fight against God, and they said, you better beware. You don't want to be found fighting against God. Nobody can overthrow it. If this work is of God, nobody can stop it. And that's the way it is. Believers were empowered to witness, and they have gone throughout the world. Gospel is being preached. Jesus said, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel, make disciples of all people, teach them to observe the things that I have told you, baptize and keep on teaching. Well, how do we know the gospel is going out into all the world? Because we're here today as a result of the gospel being spread, the kingdom does advance, and it will keep on advancing until Jesus comes again, because nobody can stop it. Father, thank you for the opportunity to be here today to love Jesus. And I pray that the gospel message would reach many hearts and many ears and many lives today. Many people will be touched and changed by the power of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to a Bible teaching session entitled, The Kingdom Advances. Make sure that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior and have made Him your Lord today. This has been a production of Tony Brew Ministries.